Understand that you are trying what is Om. Om is the real definition of evolution. To be honest, the physical body never has any evolution. That's why those who only think about the physical body never talk about rebirth, because they don't know anything about the higher levels of consciousness. But when you try to understand your real three birth bodies which you are utilizing, they are your physical body, the emotional body, which is also known as the vital body or the pranamaya sharira, and the mental body, manasika sharira. So you have the physical, emotional and mental, bhautika, pranamaya, manasika evolutions. Just about 100 years back, the physical body has completely developed in all aspects. There is nothing, anything to be done for the evolution of the physical body. This is the first thing which you have to know when you are reading, the physical body is completely developed. That is the best body that is ever possible. That's why Vivekananda, through Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and of course later, Shriyabindu specifically said that you should learn to learn anything in the physical body. You can ask any doctor, he can tell you everything about the physical body. Its evolution is over. But how you use it, you don't even know. That is where the asanas comes in. Of course, I am not going to tell about asanas now. But if you want any always developed physical body, you can use only asanas, nothing else. I am talking about Om. I thought about the physical body. In the emotional bodies, actually, you never think about your emotions as a body. Then once you know about a physical body, you know you have this part. Something is good there, somewhere something wrong. Probably at a particular place you have some feelings, pains physically. You know all these things. But you just don't know about the emotional body, the pranamaya sharira. We just use it. And whenever I take about the pranamaya sharira, you always think about your emotions, not thoughts. And do you know what is the difference between a thought and an emotion? I don't know. If you know it, okay. But you should know the difference between a thought and an emotion. Pranamasharira is linked with not thoughts, with emotions. That's why the importance you should know. If you are thinking, you are not thinking anything about the Pranamasharira, emotional body. దానిని భావశరీరము అని కూడా అనుకోవచ్చు. దట్ ఈజ్ లింక్డ్ విత్ డ్రీమ్స్. ద ఇమోషన్, ద ప్రాణశరీర ఈజ్ లింక్డ్ విత్ డ్రీమ్స్. ఫర్ ఆల్ జనరల్ పీపుల్, ఫర్ దెమ్ dreams has nothing but to dreams. In Telugu lo we call it kala. A dream means it has no value. And even when you see some dream, you just don't understand about it. Whereas the scientists become Nobel Prize because of the dreams. That is the difference between having a emotional body and having emotions without a body. So the fact we have nowadays are only having emotions but no emotional body. We don't have a pranamaya sharira. You don't know about it. If you know it, you will know the dreams and you will become scientist. And maybe someday, if I have some time, the link between the emotional body and the vijnanamaya kosha you will understand, and that is why emotions are scientists. The link between emotional body, pranamaya sharira, and vijnanamaya kosha, science body. There are such a great sciences you have to learn. But anyway, about these emotions, pranamaya sharira, if you really want to learn, and if I can give you a science to develop your emotions, pranamaya sharira, don't you think that you should know the formula, scientific formula to develop your pranas? Do you want to know it? Something? If you want to do it as a formula, as a scientist, you ask me about the formula. What is the use of giving a lecture? So if you are going to do it, the formula, then you have to use it. I don't know, nobody is asking, so I go ahead.
We are asking, sir.
Huh? A very, very secret Rajavidya Rajaguhya, it is said in Gita. Rajaguhya means kingly secret. Rajavidya, kingly knowledge. So I am just giving to you, if you want, are you going all you to practice it? The formula? That formula you have never heard. First time I am telling about it, it is known as Gayatri. That is the formula. The name of Gayatri itself means Gayan Trayati Iti Gayatri, Pranalanu Rakshinchi Iti Gayatri. What is the use of so many people doing Gayatri and you just don't know anything about pranas? I don't know, as a lecturer, what should I do? So many years they are with me and they don't know even how to use a pranamaya sharira. And do you think I want to touch something to such a student? Would you like to show such? I will not. I'm not telling to you. If you care it, okay. If you don't use it, I don't care. But I'm going it to the other invisible people who are also hearing it. But if you can use it, use it. Use it, Gayatri. And probably you don't know what is Gayatri. The real Gayatri is a chandas. Gayatri Chandas. Gayatri mantra is also as a chandas of Gayatri. And when we say Gayatri, Anything which is 8-lettered, 3 lines is a Gayatri Chandas. I don't know if you understand what you understand by it. Three letters, 3 lines. Mood and middle ear in all that's a Gayatri. And whenever a Chandas, it means it is a cover. So Gayatri is, it is said, a Chandas. It means that something is being covered. That is what in Gita Krishna has said in the 10th chapter, in his graces, vibhuti, power, treasures, that Krishna is the real Gayatri covering Chandas. I don't know what you understand by those words. Thousands and thousands of hours, many people have heard about it. I don't think they are much more than that, because I used to give some lectures and I forget. But my people get so much great, great Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. Naturally, they will not tell you their Rajaguhya so easily, because there is a Chandas for Gayatri. So whenever you talk a Gayatri Chandas, remember that it is a discovered to know. If you can discover it, you can know it. But if not, it is a Gayatri Chandas. You have to learn it. You know what it is. Then it will not be a Chandas. Then you will become a Gayatri Rishi. And the Rishi which utilizes the unveiled Chandas becomes a Devata. So you should know what about Gayatri means. ఉపయోగి సైంటిస్ట్ ఋషి దాన్ని వాడేవాడు దేవత. ఎలక్ట్రికల్ ఇంజనీర్ నోస్ ద సీక్రెట్స్ ఆఫ్ electricity. We don't know about it. For that, electricity is a Chandas, not covered, completely covered. For scientist, it is a Rishi for electricity. But when you use it, science, the Devata of electricity. So at least, I think, I don't know what you have to learn about the scientists of evolution. The evolution I am talking about, I don't know what you have understood by evolution with all these hours I have told for so many years. And even now when I am talking about evolution, I don't know what you are understanding. But at least you know that word evolution. So many times when scientists talk about these things, I feel it very bad. Myself. On the table, on the screen, there are 2 letters, you suppose, capital N and capital O. N, O. You know this English? N and O, 2 letters? You see it? You never heard about in English those 2 letters? You know the word? Or you don't know it? You know. Don't you know in English? Do you know? Do you know it or not? And if you really know it, then the spell changes. It becomes K-N-O-W, you know. I don't know the magic of Chandas in English. No, what a magic in language. And they will, then nobody knows the link between this word capital N-O and the word K-N-O-W. So same sound. Not to know? Or you know? God only knows what you are understanding. And when I am talking about this, what I want is that you should feel that you have to learn something and do it. Every day when you are in an engineering college, every day, every hour in the class, you are growing. Day by day, hour by hour. Is it not your engineering knowledge growing? In what way? By each class, for every 45 days or 1 hour class, you have something more than what you had a few minutes back. And we talk about this Gayatri thousands and thousands of years from thousands and thousands of years by the rishis, and nobody cares it. Nobody cares it. You forget about evolution. You at least know the knowledge. So what I am telling you is, when we say no, N-O, no in English, it means something negative. Nobody knows anything. But the same two capital letters, N, O, for chemistry, is a nitrous oxide, and there are hundreds of pages about it. So the English no is the chandas, the scientific no is science. In science, we call them the rishi. I don't know whether you are all trying to become some scientist, the rishis, or you can have an easier method to become a rishi. Very easy method. Get some very easy. For all of this, there is no difference. But now, those people are now made fools because they have the dress but they don't have the knowledge. We don't know how many years back a rishi has knowledge. They just didn't have belts and kampadala and they have become rishis. They know. And now I am trying, by Param Pujya Gurudev's decide, at least 1 lakh people, I will see 1 lakh people before I die, the real rishis. You can be part of it, I just don't care. But I am telling. And I, whenever throughout my life, when I have decided a goal, I have overreached a lot. Overreached the goal. So this 1 lakh, I'll certainly leave it before next year, before Param Pujya Gurudev's centenary. And you people, you can learn it fast. The only thing is in evolution. That is why yesterday I told you, for the Brahma Varchas Chandrayana Vrata, you have not 1 year. But 1 month. 1 year, 1 month practice. You understand what I mean by that? In 1 month you have to grow the 1 year goal. I am giving it. I have already given it much for it. And those who can do it can make at least 10 years fast in 1 month. That is why I am trying so much. And because those who are hearing it, you have your own faith. But a good faith. Mancha prarabdha undi, vinchinaru kada ee classes. Which never was told in the kalpas. Never before. First time, the physical body itself is becoming a heaven. It never happened like that. Therefore, the yoga has lakhs of years counting. 432,000 years for Kali Yuga, four times. You have the four yugas, 4 into 1,32,000, 2 times into 4,32,000, you have the number of years. And it is fixed. A 1 year is always fixed for 365 days. But now, it is being speed. And I have given a chance. If you know and if you can live the speed of, at least I am giving you the minimum. 1 year is equal to 1 month. But I have already given, written, for 10 years evolution in 1 month. And you have to learn it. And again ask me, what can I do? Yeah. What can I tell? I am telling you what is written. And you again ask me what to do, what is the use of the class? You have to hear, when you can't understand, in a practice, then a formula the scientist won't explain, but you go home and again read the same thing until and then you understand it. The same thing. First you have to read what I have told. And I don't know what people have read. Many, many lectures, they don't even know what is the subject about the lecture. And they have the cassettes. The idiots who have utilized the cassette, they never cared to write about the subject written for that. Hundreds of cassettes. Now can you read hundreds of cassettes and find out what is written in it? And I always used to tell, whenever I give a lecture, I always give you a hint about a head. And nobody cared, because they don't want about it. And you people are also one of them. You also don't want anything. I'm talking like a lecturer. For my Guruji, he doesn't want such people who learn and learn and learn life after life the same thing. And having a lot of prarabdha on her load. I don't know. But don't forget, I am talking about the subject. I am not telling anything about you people. You have to learn by yourself and learn it. So I said to you about the evolution of the three levels. I told you the physical body is complete. Purnamaya Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamasyava. The physical body is finished. It cannot be metal more corrected, developed. The physical body is over. This is the best physical body available for evolution. It's over. Now I am talking, now you have to go to the second step, the pranamasharira, the emotional. In theosophy, unfortunately, it is also known as the astral body. It is wrong. And Blavatsky knew and wrote it knowingly the wrong word. That much is it. If you want to understand about pranamasharira, astral body, a wrong name for the pranamasharira. But the correct word for pranamasharira, the best word is etheric body. Etheric body. And in evolution, after the mental plane, physical, emotional, mental, you understood these three levels? Above that, you have the four pranas. Etheric 1, etheric 2, etheric 3, etheric 4. And for many people, theosophy don't know, I am talking about etheric body. It is written as E1, E2, E3, E4. E means etheric. God only knows what they are writing about. That's the way. You see, the physical body. Are you able to see? your physical body. This is your physical body. You don't know anything about gaseous. When I'm telling about the gaseous, I'm talking about our physical bodies, life. We know about the gaseous. It may be better than what the rishis have told about it. I have said the dense physical body is perfectly finished. Nothing more can be known. And naturally, in the physical body, you have some liquid. It is physical, dense, but liquid. Naturally, it means blood or urine or any liquids we have in our body, the tears. And sometimes, if you have a nose, and sometimes that nose which you never had may be running, sometimes you may get some liquid. Okay? But that is still physical. It is physical liquid. Dense is physical. Are you understand the difference? The liquid is also physical, but is liquid. But it is physical. And in our physical body, you have to know these liquids, and you should know what the work for them in our body. What does the blood do? And do you really know what our urine does for us? We don't know.
Urine contains bad matter.
As simple as that.
And blood circulates.
But probably the same salt is in the seas. I don't know what you are using for it as a scientist. And if you know how to use the sea, you think on the back of a mandhara tortoise, what can happen? Parampuja gave a very beautiful example for it. Salt water is there, it is of no use. But suppose you different them, well, your science, can you do it? Water and salt, can you give them separately? Mandhana? Then you will get very pure water and a very pure salt. Are they of any use or not? The most example things in our life to eat is water and salt. And that is in the salts, oceans, and you rishis tell about it by Samudra Manthan. And we just don't know, we think it is urine. Okay. What is known is the urine. Maybe it is something to do with Uranus or uranium, I don't know. But in all these words I have given you a lot of development of evolution. You don't know how to use about evolution. What can you tell? What will it tell you? You don't even know your past karmas to correct yourself. Until and unless your past karmas are not corrected, you can't evolve. In a jail, what evolution can you have? If he is free in the body, outside the world, naturally he can read, learn, evolve physically. But in a jail, you can eat and well. Okay, maybe that is the best. And maybe that is exactly what we are all doing in jails. And unfortunately, they talk about to become free from jails, but never seen them trying to come out of the jail. Just like a parrot, if it is in the cage, you open the door, it will not come out. even though the door is open. And that is where the Ramudu, his karma, prarabdha karma of Ramadas. That is why he has to go for the prison, even though he was such a great bhakti. And you don't even know. If you know this, I don't know how fearful will be your day. Every day you will be just thinking about the prarabdha, doing nothing. So it's better not to know. When you learn it, you will know it. Everything is sense. That is what in Patanjali it is said as sanchaya, sanchita karma. Do you know your reservoir of karmas? God only knows if you know about these days karmas reservoir. At least if you think there is a reservoir of karma with you, let us hope. Am I telling what I am trying to tell you, understand what I am asking you? Do you know a reservoir of karma in you? Suppose, a reservoir. At least that much you know. You have a reservoir of karmas for you. The reservoir is there. After the entire day, when you are going to sleep, if you really know about the evolution, what karmas you have done, do you know? And then that Param Pooja Gurudev has said four things, don't use about it. I have taken food, I have slept, I am fear, and six, don't doubt it. It is something animal. And animals have no karma. So forget about it. What are you going to do about the karmas? The reservoir of, you know karmas? Karmas means actions. Don't worry about those spiritual idiots talk about karma. There is nothing such karma like that. It is just as your reservoir. Everyone has got his own reservoir. And you know about it. Just like Yachchatragupta. You heard about Yachchatragupta? Whatever we speak, is it not written on a tape? In a what tape, how many, many, many years of life of actions be kept? Any life can be put in it. In the spool, is it not? It is there. In your brain, and even just don't know what your brain is, and people think, talk about Einstein having only 9% brain. But brain also has a brain. You also have a brain. What are they? Because they are the Chitraguptas. There is written whatever you have done. From the moment when you have changed from animal to man, and it will continue until you are free from man to Deva. That is the Chitragupta. You understand what I am talking about? There is the Chitragupta there? Markalna Yamuna Gurunada? Nakunatra? Me brain lundi. Me Amadharma Uda? Unada? Ni Kalute, ni Chitragupta, choose Kunte, ni get those to the other angels, Manjay Jeshao, Ledo. As simple as that. Learn it. Read it. Use your works. But when Chitragupta comes in, naturally the Yama comes. And when the Yama comes, we are all fear. I am also one of that. Therefore, I run away with the Yama. Jai Hind.